There was a constant flow of voters coming into the Carlson Center Sunday. Aaron Welterlin with the Recall Dunleavy Group described the signature gathering as steady.
People coming and going constantly. No real lines, but people can go and mingle and talk and come right back out.
The room at the Carlson Center had the feel of a campaign to elect a politician as opposed to remove one from office.
We're taking donations and selling T-shirts here.
Recall Dunleavy campaign volunteer Mike Welsh says many people who came in to sign the petition also made donations.
I would say probably half the people who come in to sign wander over to our table and actually make a donation, varying from some little kid gave like $5, right, and his mom helped him fill it out, and then we've had people stuff a couple 50s into some of these envelopes.
Another recall campaign volunteer, Hutchison High School senior Alden Jerome, pointed to a wide age demographic of those who showed up.
People who I go to school with, high school seniors who are 18 and registered to vote, all the way up through retired folks.
People signing the petition voiced a range of concerns about how Governor Dunleavy is running the state. Milton Wiltsey says Dunleavy appears to be carrying out the will of outside operatives.
Drunk the Kool-Aid of people that want an absolutely unregulated market up here.
Others like 50-year Alaska residents Susie and Greg Zimmerman are opposed to the governor's focus on cutting spending.
Without any indication that there's any need or way to raise any revenue, he is not really fit to be our governor. That's it.
The devastating cuts to the university, too, are really make your eyes roll back. You know, he's hit up this community hard, or the whole state really hard.
You said, okay, you have a clipboard, and here's this and all the other things.
Fairbanks recall campaign volunteer Nikki Eisman was training signature gatherers, including some targeting groups who might not otherwise get the opportunity to sign the recall petition.
People that know there are homebound people and say, well, I'm not going to get 150 signatures, but I will get you 50 signatures of people who are not going to be coming to you.
Eisman says Fairbanks organizers are being asked by the statewide recall group to gather signatures of 11,000 North Star Borough voters, an amount commensurate with the borough's percentage of Alaska voters. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.